Hi, I'm Adrian Garcia, and today we're going to be talking about climate change. First off, what is climate change? Well, according to Google, Google says a change in global or regional climate patterns is climate change. Personally, I believe that climate change is a big thing and we should worry about it, because if we don't, then places are going to get hotter, ecosystems are going to get destroyed, and whatnot. Call to action. I say we should start using more eco-friendly alternatives, stuff we use like plastics. Instead of using plastic, we should use hemp. Hemp is biodegradable and is basically like plastic, but is biodegradable. Also, we should start using electricity cars instead of fossil fuel cars. We should stop using that and then start making more electricity-run cars, so we could stop using this fossil fuel that causes greenhouse gases, which makes the planet hotter. And that is all I have to say. On to our interviewers. All right, it's on. Let me ask you the first question. What is your name?
Kimberly Backus.
And what do you teach?
I teach AVID.
In your own words, what is climate change?
Climate change is the effects of the environment on our climate. So the negative aspects of the environment are going to affect climate in a negative way.
What are the causes of climate change?
Oh, just similar to what I just said.
Yeah.
It deals with the environment. So if there's more gas in the air from gasoline or from cars or even from cigarette smoking or even cell phone use, anything that has a negative impact on our climate will go into the atmosphere and thus interact with our climate.
How do you impact climate change?
By driving a car. If I do anything that emits gases into the environment, it could be even me using my dryer at home, that's going to emit something into the air, which is negative.
Do you believe in global warming?
I do believe in global warming.
How have you been affected by global warming?
Our weather is affected. So we have longer summers, we have shortened winters, or we don't even have winters at all because
Yeah.
of global warming. I know in Alaska there's quite a few things that are occurring with icebergs and whatnot, things that are either melting too quickly or not melting enough. So I've been affected a lot by global warming.
Do you do anything to conserve the environment?
I wish I did more. Now you make me feel guilty. I wish I did more. I could do more by recycling, probably having a more gas efficient car. But no, I wish I did more. I wish I had more knowledge and resources on how to stop global warming and climate change.
Do you recycle?
I don't. Now I feel bad. I try to. I guess I recycle at work. But I don't personally recycle. And I really honestly, I don't have that many. I don't drink soda, so I don't have cans. Our apartment already has a recycling bin. So I guess I kind of do. I don't have like a recycle thing in my apartment, but there is an area when we dispose of our trash that I can put my water bottles and whatnot into a specific container.
What is your opinion on how we could change climate change? Or, yeah.
There needs to be more knowledge about it, more talk about it. I know our president isn't a person who believes in that, so I think it also has to come from the higher ups, but I think it needs to be taught in schools. It needs to be part of the curriculum. It needs to be discussed because we're leaving this planet to future generations, and right now we're not, yeah, we're definitely not living leaving a healthy environment for our future generations.
Words. All right, thank you, Ms. Backus, and that'd be it. What is your name?
I'm Christopher Carrera.
What ecosystem do you study?
I study the ocean.
How is climate change impacting this ecosystem?
Climate change is killing coral life. If temperature is rising, coral life could die.
What data is there to prove this claim?
According to science, coral life is dying due to climate change if temperature rises by 1%.
What can we do to fix this?
But to fix this, we could limit the use of greenhouse.
Any other notes you would like to add before I end this podcast?
Nope, I think I've said everything.
All right, thank you, Chris. Nice to meet you. All right. Ooh.